Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Bridget Sweeney, hello.
Hello, hello.
And how are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Very well, thanks. Now, you're part of it, but this is the kids' side of it, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. But we'll come back and talk about that a little bit later. But let's talk about you to begin with. What's your background?
So I'm from country Victoria originally.
Yep.
Moved to Melbourne as soon as year 12 finished. I went to Victorian College of the Arts for a little bit doing theatre production. And then it kind of didn't feel right. So I ended up going to London to study film.
Film.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then came back to Australia and studied at the National Theatre Drama School here in St Kilda.
Yep.
And then my first gig out of drama school was actually with Melbourne Shakespeare Company in their production of The Comedy of Errors.
Right.
And then I've performed with them a few times, but early this year I was lucky enough to direct their production of The Wacky Wombat, and I'm doing it again with their new production of Outback Adventures.
Right, okay. So it's called Outdoor Adventures.
Outback.
Outback Adventures, of course it is, and it is outdoors. but it's alongside of Merchant of Venice, is that right? In a different part of the park?
Yeah, so same park, just in a different area and different time slot.
Right, okay. So you use some of their facilities as well.
Yeah, we'll be sharing a green room. I'm doing that in quotation marks.
Yeah, well, it's green.
Yeah,
you're in the park.
The grass is green, yeah.
what is this? You know, like, why do you do this? You know, like, for the kids? Is it because, you know, like, to get them interested?
Yeah, get the kids involved, get the kids in the arts, in the park, outdoors as well. And it's such a good time. A lot of our Shakespeare shows are accessible for, you know, a younger audience. There's a lot of pop songs and dancing, but this one markets towards an even younger audience.
What age are you looking at?
Oh, we're looking at even two. So,
although they've got no idea what's going on.
I know, but I do have a story about this.
Yeah.
Because during the Wacky Wombat, I'm an auntie of seven, very proud. And during Wacky Wombat, my sister was like, oh, my little nephew Jack was only two. And she's like, oh, I'm worried he doesn't have the attention span for a 45 plus minute show. So I'm a little worried. And I was like, I'm going to have to pull the little sister card here and be like, this is my show, please come. And she brought him along. And still to this day, he sings songs from the Wacky Wombat.
And he sat there.
Well, we do get the kids up and dancing.
Yeah, I sure.
So he sat when needed and danced when
right,
needed as well.
Okay.
So, yeah, I would say even two, we can capture the kids' attention.
But there are going to be two-year-olds that wander off and you're like within what you're doing. But that adds to it, I suppose, does it?
Exactly. Yeah, it's a very interactive performance. So if there's dogs running through the park, they're part of the show. You know, there's some very loud cockatoos that we've been rehearsing with. So
right, okay.
They may feature as well.
So what are you delivering as part of this show?
A 60-minute jam-packed fun adventure with a little bit of an educational message.
Right. And is it about Shakespeare? Did it rear its head there or not?
I see. Not really, but it does have similar aspects to the Melbourne Shakespeare style with, like, lots of physical comedy, lots of songs, lots of interactive and a site-specific show. So we use the elements of St Kilda Botanical Gardens.
Right, okay. And where did the concert come from? You're like...
Excellent question. So the writers of the show, Anthony Craig and Emma Austin, have done a wonderful job. They did the first production of Telling Tales and then Wacky Wombat, and now we've got...
I love that name, Wacky Wombat.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, you should come. It's the titular song. So this is Wacky Wombat's Outback Adventures. So it's a new show but still features the Wacky Wombat.
Right, okay. And they're professional writers, are they? They've done a lot, or they just thought, no, yeah, we can do this?
Both. So Anthony has a company called Story Surprise, where they do kids entertainment. You can look them up on YouTube and Spotify. And Emma is currently in Merchant of Venice, as well as assistant directing.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So how big's the family? You know, like the Melbourne Shakespeare family. I know a lot of people come with each production, but to have two shows running at the same time.
Yeah, huge. And it's one big happy family.
Right. Okay. So you were in the last production of it. But now you're directing this one.
Oh no, I directed the previous one.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Right, okay. So what is it about kids' performance that you like? You know, like, can you be a lot more freer as a director?
Yeah.
And anything goes?
Anything goes. There's a lot more room for mistakes because also, and to be genuine and authentic, because kids see through it. So I think I love the joy that we bring and sort of feed off with the kids, as well as trying to capture their attention and keep it.
Yeah, that's the hard thing.
Yeah.
But I think kids just, and especially these days, because they're around a lot of theatre stuff, aren't they? You know, like there's so much for them that they do, you know, like sort of will sit and take note and listen. And yeah, like, but of course, there's will always be that odd kid that will wander off.
Yeah.
I think it's, and also because they're so used to having an iPad or something like that sitting in front of them, that this is a lot more interesting for a kid, isn't it?
Yeah. And I've got some wonderful actors who just, you know, have done children's performance before. So, and the show's very interactive. So we get the kids up on their feet, get them dancing, get them answering questions, get them, no, not to spoil anything, but popping some bubbles maybe.
Hey. Well, yeah, just as long as they're bubbles, not balloons or anything.
Very,
no balloons.
Very wonderful that you say that. There may be a song called Blow Bubbles, Not Balloons.
Hey, good one. Because nothing's better than a balloon, but they're so bad for the environment, aren't they?
So bad.
And especially in a beautiful park like the Botanical Gardens here at St Kilda.
Yeah. Plastic's going to end up somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. I remember the grand finals of olden days where they used to let thousands of balloons go when the teams came out and they ended up in Port Phillip Bay. I think it was about 13, 14-year-old girl who actually said, come on, we've got to stop this. And it was stopped because of her.
Hey, and hopefully we're inspiring more kids like that with this show.
Yeah, okay. So when's it on?
We open on the 9th of December, so a week after Merchant.
Right.
Running through to the 23rd of December.
Yep.
On Saturday and Sundays, but two shows a day, so 11 a.m. and 1 p.m.
Right, okay. Wow. The actors, you know, it's busy and busy for you, you know, like the stress level. You know, like.
Yes, if you stay stressed, you don't need to get stressed. But no, I think the actors have a much harder job. I get to watch and give notes.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much for coming in. How do we book tickets for it?
Oh, great. If you just head to melbourneshakespeare.com, follow the links for Outback Adventures, you'll be able to book tickets. It is pay what you can.
So lovely.
We do understand that in these trying times. And especially for families. We want the whole family there. So
lovely.
Pay what you can.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, that's a beautiful sentiment that you're doing that. So congratulations on that level as well. Lovely to meet you.
Thank you, David.
And I'll see you running around in the park. You'll be the one that you're like, don't talk to me now. Don't talk to me now.
Where are my actors?
What's going on?
Don't climb that.
What's going on? What day is it? Thank you so much for coming in.
Excellent. Thanks, David.
You're on Joy 94.9. This is Sunday Arts Magazine.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.